Hi, and welcome to Thursday's MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And the arguments over the proposed changes to rules which would ban fertiliser and manure spreading and spraying on land with more than a 12 degree slope took a new turn with Richard Lochhead's department at the Scottish Government yesterday hitting back at critics. And Richard himself claiming that the concerns of farmers' leaders and opposition politicians were completely unfounded. He said, and I quote, "Farmers who responsibly follow existing best practice should not be troubled by the new regulations, although those with steeply sloping land, with water which flows directly into a burn or stream, will need to take extra care." We'll have more on that story tomorrow. But for now, back to that story we touched on yesterday, and that's farm tenancies. It's a very often the only way for young farmers and new entrants to get started. And the Tenant Farmers Forum has been set up to bring together all sides, with the object of making tenancies more workable for both landlords and tenants. Following a meeting of the forum, I spoke to NFU Scotland's Nigel Miller.
This was a crucial meeting in Inverness with the forum sitting down with the Cabinet Secretary to review where we are on tenancy issues, but I think more importantly to look at how we can actually, I suppose, tackle some of the problem areas. And I think there's sort of wide agreement about problems in investment on tenanted holdings and tenanted land, about restrictions on investment and diversification, and also things about WAGO and negotiating rent reviews. And it was looking at a sort of a roadmap or a timeline for the Tenant Farmers Forum to come up with proposals to actually tackle these issues and seeing how they could actually feed into government policy and where necessary into, you know, a legislative work stream.
Richard Lochhead has been a champion of trying to get new blood and young farmers into the industry, hasn't he? And tenancy is one way in for youngsters, isn't it?
It's absolutely one of his top priorities, and I think that very much explains why he takes a very direct interest in tenancy issues, in that, you know, I guess, especially when we look at the sort of land price inflation over the last few years, tenancy is one route in for a new generation which has a lot of energy and a lot of ideas but has some big challenges in getting land, and therefore getting the tenanted sector set up in a better way is really important for the future.
So hopefully at last we should get some real progress on farm tenancy issues, with all sides sitting down together with the object of making the thing work. But from me, that's all for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 to 12:40 with more MFR Farming.